Andy!
Avi shouted as I walked into the pub, sparsely populated with people I didn't recognise. I took a packet of Marlboro Lights out of my jacket pocket and noticed the woman to his right, silently amused by his specifically 5-pint looseness.
What did I say? You can always rely on Andy for sex.
He grabbed the packet and pulled one out. Sorry, do you mind? The woman asked, reaching for the pack.
Go ahead,
I smiled. She wore jeans and heels and hoop earrings. Her shoulder-length blonde hair was tucked behind her ears. I couldn't remember if jeans and heels and hoop earrings had always been my favourite combination on a woman, or whether it was only now my favourite combination because it was on her.
Oh!
Gasped the smallest fox.
This is some cider.
That's quite enough of that,
said Mr. Fox, grabbing the jar and putting it to his own lips.
It's miraculous,
he whispered.
It's my turn,
said Badger, taking the jar and tilting his head well back.
It's like melted gold,
he gasped.
You're poaching,
shrieked Rat.
Put that down at once. There'll be none left for me.
At that moment, they heard a woman's voice calling out in the house above them.
Hurry up and get that cider, Mabel,
the voice called.
You know Mr. Bean doesn't like to be kept waiting.
There's someone I've seen a few times, called Jennifer Arkland. I discovered her name because she stood for election to the Committee of a Society. On the posters, the candidates had small pictures of themselves and a few personal details. Hers said,
second-year history exhibitioner, previously educated at Lymington High School and Sorbonne.
I'd seen her in the tea room of the university library. I think I'll join this society of hers. It doesn't matter what it's for because they're all the same. Lab sock, lit sock, jog sock. I'll find out about Jen sock, then go along so I can get to know her better.